What the hell we got here? Some kind of public access show or something?
DPS report!
I was the first one fucking that bitch. I was the first one hitting that shit. I was the first one loving that shit. I'll fuck that shit. I'll fuck that bitch. I'll fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch.
Yeah.
I was the first one fucking that bitch.
Hell yeah.
I was the first one hitting that shit.
Yeah.
She was the first one sucking my dick.
Hell
she
yeah.
Just hopped in the G-Wagon, trying to hop on the bandwagon.
Yeah.
Duck, 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 girl, stop playing. After I hit, I'm...
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another installment of the TPS Reports podcast. We're fucking our
fuck
bitch.
That bitch. Fuck that bitch. I was the first one fucking that bitch. I was the first one sucking that dick.
The way you did it sounded like Hi-Ho the Dario. Sound like a.
It just takes some time for Schoolboy Q to put out a new album. I think the last one was like 3 years ago.
I've actually never listened to one of his albums.
I think I've heard all of them.
Except the new one.
Not the new one.
Except Blue Lips.
I didn't know it was out, dude.
I'm ahead of you.
You're a head-ass dude.
I'm a head-ass dude, bruh.
And we back. What's up?
We are back.
Not for long. We actually have shows coming up this week, like really soon. Back on the road with Tropodelic this weekend in, where are we going?
Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
This Thursday, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. This Friday, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Boom, 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 boom.
Saturday, Omaha, Nebraska. And Sunday, Springfield, Missouri. And then we're going to be in Tulsa and Wichita and Kansas City and Des Moines the following week. Here for a good time, not a long time. Is that the cannon or is that a fart?
I used to be able to do this machine gun noise with my cheek when I was a little kid.
Yeah, I can still do a machine gun noise. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
That does not sound like a gun. It sounds like a horsey. It sounds like a My Little Pony.
I was the first one fucking that bitch.
I will listen to this. Schoolboy Q rules. Like, it's going to be a good album.
Here's the thing.
You tell me. You heard it.
I have no business saying this.
You really don't.
Because I'm me. I know that.
Whatever you're about to say, you have no business
Before
saying
I say what I'm about to say, just know that I know I have no business
that I'm
saying
me.
It.
I'm him.
But it's just boring. He's not saying anything.
Dude, that's what everyone says about us.
I know.
The hell?
I know he would say the same thing or probably worse
He'd
about
love
my
us,
music.
Dude.
Maybe.
Schoolboy's going to love
us. I don't hate Schoolboy Q. I think he's really cool.
I think he's great.
I think he's really cool.
Yeah.
This just like substance wise, like almost every song, it's just
Look,
like.
He's fucking your bitch. You can't do anything about that.
Fucking that pussy out coming her throat.
Just, let's go.
He's just like telling me how much money he has, talking about his Rari for the 100th time.
The man's a rapper / drug dealer.
Coming
what
in mouths. Right. There's a lot of coming in mouths.
You do a lot of that yourself. You just get a little more fancy boy poetry with it.
Exactly.
Dork. He's cool.
Be a little fancy. My friend. But yeah, it's like cool. It is like. Like I said, I've never listened to one of his other albums from front to back. And all the reviews I was reading were like, it's his most experimental work.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like a lot of like newer stuff that comes out where there's just songs where it's like, this is like three songs in one song. Like every song has ADD. It can't just be the song. Halfway through, it turns into a different song.
I can't remember the names of his albums, but I liked Oxymoron.
Oxymoron.
Oh, Blank Face, I think is the one that I really liked.
Like his classic.
I actually have no idea. What are the track lists on this bitch? No, that wasn't it. That's the one with that part.
Yeah, boy.
That part. Straight up at the... Whoa.
Happy Sunday.
Is it Oxymoron? The one that had like, I'm just waiting in the studio, just trying
right
to get to you.
No.
Yeah. Oxymoron's a pretty good album. Collard Greens, Studio. You remember Studio. Man of the Year, huge
Trying
hit.
Trying to get to you, baby.
Listen to Oxymoron. It's a pretty good album.
That's the one in all the reviews that's like always referenced as his
Los Awesome
gold standard.
Onion in my pocket like the booty on a midget.
Okay.
That's called motherfucking boy.
Stop playing with him.
I'm in. I didn't hear any booty on a midget type of lines
on
this album.
Dude, he's got midget booty lines for days.
There's a couple
lines.
Don't
play with your schoolboy like that. Yeah, he's got a... I think he's great. It took me a minute, too. It's like he was a little too in your face when he came out first.
Yeah! Still got it!
It's worth the wait.
Yes! Woo!
Forrest Griffin.
In your face!
He was a little in your face when he came out. It was just very aggressive.
He was a little Toyo tires for me.
Drug dealer music. anyways, I will listen to that album.
It just takes some time. Little bit of boodle.
I'm sure I'll enjoy it more than you did, or I will think it's less boring or whatever.
I wasn't sitting there banging my head on the table, but I was just like...
You weren't playing a Gordon Ramsay.
Like, spit like a few bars for me to be like, damn.
Yeah.
Wish I thought of that.
I'm officially
it's
in
really
season...
Not much of that.
Season 4 of Hell's Kitchen, and the last episode I watched, he just like, somebody like undercooks the chicken, tale as old as time. Roar. And then he goes, like a child, and gets on his knees and starts pounding his head against the countertop like 10 times in a row. Gordon Ramsay is a little baby, and I love it.
Yeah, he is a bit of an ass.
Oh, he's my favorite right now. You know who's not my favorite? I believe my downstairs neighbors. We're going to war.
I would hope so, because you don't have upstairs neighbors.
No, but I don't know if it's like the person that lives
someone just camping out
same
on the roof.
Floor, you know, for months now. Like, first thing in the morning, I'm talking 7 a.m., 7:30, they're playing loud EDM, techno, everywhere I live, I can't get away from neighbors that love fucking playing the loudest, shittiest music super early or super fucking late. I don't know. I stay up late and I watch TV and sometimes I'll turn it down because I'll be like, damn, I'm listening to this shit really loud and it's like 1 in the morning.
Yeah.
It's like I would never wake up at 7.
I turned down the new shitty curb because my roommate was sleeping last night.
What, you didn't like Larry? I need cash now. You didn't like that?
It's painful.
You didn't like that overacting?
Not good.
So yeah, this morning, this goes on for a while, and then there's some days where it's like whatever, but you know, I'm not trying to get up at 7 a.m. I don't have to get up and get ready for work at 7 a.m.
Yeah.
But it is a work day for me. I have a lot of stuff going on today. I was working on tunes before you got here. We got the podcast. We're shooting promo
Tiny
clips.
Tiny Tunes, Looney Tunes.
I do have, it's like I'm not trying
Hentai.
To get up 2 hours early. But yeah, I was pissed this morning. So when I started like, and this isn't the first time I've done this, but it's the first time in a while, stamping feet, like sending a message downstairs. Right. And then I remembered, oh, I have a basketball in the closet. I just started dribbling a basketball for like a minute. For a minute, I was just doing crossovers in my bedroom at 7 a.m. Like, I hope they like this. I don't even know if it's them. It could be my adjacent neighbor, same floor.
Right.
But it's like, it's coming through the ground when I hear the music. It's like, I think it's right underneath me. And I think somebody just has work, or, you know. It's not crazy to listen to music while you're getting ready for work, but dude, this music sucks shit, and it is so loud.
I think it is crazy,
and it's dude, headphones or at least
like waking
hit,
up to
hit
EDM,
the down volume a
it's
little
like taking
bit.
Cold showers.
Fucking sucks, dude. But like as the day went on, that was my 7 a.m. dude. I'm running dribble drills in the bedroom, and then by the time it's like 10 a.m., I'm thinking I'm just feeling like a horse's ass. I was just like, God, what a fucking loot. I wasn't even thinking about it, though. At 7 a.m., right. I'm like, this is the smartest thing I could possibly do is play basketball in the bedroom right now. And then, like, yeah, by the time noon rolled around, I'm just like, I'm a fucking asshole.
I know that feeling.
But it's cause and effect.
I know
I'm
that
effect.
Feeling. My roommate spent an hour in the bathroom this morning while I had to piss.
What? An hour's a little long for a dude.
I know.
The hell? Was he wanking?
I know that. I hope so.
I was going to say, dude, I could wank 5'10". I don't need a full hour.
When he's done, I like go in there to piss and like slam the door.
Ooh.
Just like girly.
Dude, we're both starting war
anger.
With the fucking neighbors and the roommates.
And 5 minutes later, I'm like driving to class like, what are you doing?
I'm a jerk off.
Why don't you just knock and be like, hey, can I piss?
I'm a fucking jerk off. He wasn't even jerking off, but I'm a jerk off.
I'm the jerk off. I also have...
This has been going on for months, though, with the music. And it's like, there's been one other time where I did the, you know, stamping like, yo, it's fucking 7:30 in the morning.
Right.
I did that once before. And then most times we just eat it. We just sit there and me and Melina are waking up just like, God damn it, you know? Like, there's nothing, what are we supposed to do about it? You could leave a note. You could notify the landlord.
Would
it's
it
like,
drown out if you put it on
you
your
You can play
own
basketball.
Tunes?
No, I have a sleep with like a white noise machine, and I cranked it up this morning, and that's why I got mad. I turned it up as loud as it goes, and it wasn't drowning out. I could still hear the techno clear as day, you know? So, no, I'm like, I'm not trying to like out music them. And I even thought of that. Like, the room where we sit and record this podcast is where we record music too. There's speakers in here. I thought about just putting the speakers on the floor and playing unreleased Palmer Square stuff. That'll drown him out. They're not gonna like that music.
but I didn't do that. Straddle it like Howard Stern's Private Parts.
But yeah, now it's like I
wake him up with some gasming.
First thing in the morning, I was just like, "Good, take this, you fuckers!" And then the rest of the day, I'm just like, "I'm gonna see him in the fucking corridor now."
Eat Spalding,
it's
bitch.
On. It's on. We're at war.
Yeah. I have like in the winter, I take the AC unit out of my window, which is my sleep noise machine.
Yeah.
And the birds, it's like sparrows or whatever the fuck across the way. They all land on my neighbor's roof, and they're like my alarm now at 6:30, 7 in the morning. Just beep, beep.
Well, it's like
beep, beep. So I open my window and I chuck pennies at them. But now I feel like we have like a game going where they...
And you're half Jewish, so by the time they hit the sidewalk, you're down there catching them.
I'm jumping onto my neighbor's roof to stairs. Collect the pennies for tomorrow.
Yeah.
But I feel like we're playing a game. They fly away, and then I go lay back in bed, and then they come back. Beep, beep, beep. And I open
when
it again, and they
pennies,
fly away.
Are you tossing a penny so that they get like they fly away? Are you whipping
I'm
coin?
Whipping like God. Six or seven at a time,
Pete
hoping
not gonna like this.
That it fucking penetrates this stupid bird flesh. If I had like a BB gun, I would kill birds. I would be killing these birds. I would actually be killing. I could just put the AC unit back in my window.
So yeah, and when
there
I'm not
was
fucking,
no winter.
When I'm not going to war with my neighbors, I'm waiting for term to show up. So I play a couple games of Rocket League, and I'm getting dunked on. It's nothing worse than losing to a guy named Poopy Fart 69.
Oh, dude, Poopy Fart 69, he's a legend.
Destroying me.
Wait, you thought you could mess with Poopy Fart 69?
I tried to hold a candle to Poopy Fart 69, and that was my first mistake.
Turns out he's a level 10 Gyat Lord.
He rizzles.
Rocket
Sigma to the max. Ohio.
No, yeah, you didn't pay the phantom tax, dude.
Oh, man, what a day. And look at this. Cut my finger on the dog food can.
What?
Got a Band-Aid on.
I cut my finger on a dog food can when I was like 13.
Dude, it fucking hurt.
And I've never opened a can of food with like a lid like that since then without
it wasn't
thinking
opening
of that one day.
I was scooping out a bite for Archie, and I didn't realize that.
Oh, gross.
I just dragged my finger across the rim
of
the can.
I like squozed the lid one time.
I got tetanus now.
And it went through. Yeah, at any time I touch a like a canned food lid, I think of that one time when I was 13 and I cut my finger.
So yeah, we're going back on the road with Tropodelic this week. We had four shows with them, I guess about 2 weeks ago. Those were terrific, minus the
good
fact
times.
That I felt like absolute horse shit. And my body was failing me in pretty much every imaginable way.
Bad times.
Yeah. No, it was great. It's like, I just hate, I should say first and foremost, we killed it. And there wasn't a single person that said anything other than like, we were terrific at every show.
No, yeah.
Except for me.
We sniped birds on stage, figuratively.
You really have bird murder on the brain.
Birder.
We were both sick. I was definitely, I think, feeling it the worst of all. But I'm like, every time, it's like,
usually
I got to rest my voice all day. I don't think I had a fucking proper cup of coffee the whole tour. It was all like honey tea, you know, and just fucking lemon ginger.
Right.
I have to like not say anything all day and just like protect my voice because by night two, I was like, I don't know. It's not even the show so much, but talking to fans over the other bands at the merch table for hours. I don't even realize it. And then I have like no voice at the end of the night. And like, it was so hard to sleep that first night. Every time I swallowed, it felt like I was swallowing like a razor blade covered in sand.
Yeah, no good sleep.
Like, damn, this sucks.
On this last run.
I really thought like I might not be able to perform on night two. And then eventually I just sacked up and got over it. But I hate like feeling like I'm operating it 60% performance. Even when people are enjoying it, I'm just like, you don't even know how much fucking better I sound in this.
Yeah.
And I wasn't happy about that. And it wasn't just that. Had a major, like, I don't know, toothache. So my gums were all inflamed, and it, like, flossing also felt like I was using a knife when I would do it in, like, a certain spot. And just, like, my asshole fell out. I don't know. Night one, it wasn't even, we didn't even play the first show yet. And just the copious amounts of blood dabbage with the teeps.
I mean, these
I don't
things
know what
are a
happened.
Given.
I think I just had like, I have like a trauma response when my body knows I'm going on the road. It doesn't even wait for me to like fuck up my diet. It's like, oh, you're going on the road? Blood. I'm usually accustomed to dealing with one of these three things, like the sickness or a toothache or the bloody ass. I got a triple whammy, dude.
No, a lot of it now just feels like.
I felt terrible at all four of those shows.
Yeah, to put on like, I don't even know what I'm trying to say.
Well, I know what I'm trying to say. These next eight shows coming up, crushing. I'm going to crush these.
Yeah, but you're going to fart blood.
Yeah, but like I said, I can deal with one of these things at a time. As long as I don't have the flu, I'll be fine. No, farting blood like is a given. Just let me cook.
Sleeping was really terrible this whole run. Every night was like, I'd get maybe an hour of sleep and then wake up with wood chip throat.
I just wake up with wood.
And I'm the one who got bitten this time by something. Something chomped the shit out of me.
Finally, something shitty happens to you and not me.
It had to have been a spider, but I got like
it wasn't bed
9 spider bites on my left shoulder in the first hotel we stayed in.
Better you than me, pussy. I was
lumped.
I'm not trying
up.
To be like a petty douchebag, but the dark cloud is usually over me so often with things like bed bugs and just what I'm like, good, bite him up.
Oh, it's my turn.
I finally picked the right bed in the goddamn double room, the one without the bugs in it.
Yeah, I got chomped, and I think that I'm like sick, and now I got however many bites worth of spider poison in me.
Oh yeah,
just felt lousy.
I had to suck it out.
We felt lousy.
Yeah, it was definitely lousy, and
everything
was
sucking
fine,
out
dude.
The venom. But he figured we could suck it out through my wiener would be quicker.
Right,
it was now, like a straw.
The webs don't fly out of my wrist. Yeah, I also pulled a leg muscle, like legitimately pulled a muscle.
Fingerboarding.
I was using not a real skateboard.
But like, to give the listener an idea, you weren't just like kick flipping on a table.
No, I was hitting a real handrail.
You were hitting an actual handrail, which takes a lot of crouching and then jumping up.
Crouching and jumping.
Crouching more.
Hidden tiger. But yeah, I didn't even land the trick. I did it for probably like a minute. I was trying to do this trick on the handrail by the merch table. And then at a certain point, like my quad, like it gave out on me. Mm-hmm. Like an athlete injury is what if I was like, no way,
you gotta
dude.
Do more of those morning dribble routines.
I know. Yeah. I'm going to work on my crossover. I legitimately pulled.
Fingerboard broke your ankles.
Pulled my thigh muscles fingerboarding. And that was like an eye opener for what 36 years of age truly feels like.
Thigh opener.
Oh, yeah. Bloody ass leg muscles. Sick all the time. Fun stuff.
Doing yoga on the road so that we can fingerboard better.
Yeah. I'm going to have to up my scratch game. But yeah, I'm out here. I set up a new fingerboard for the first time in many years in Appleton. Our homie Miles came out with the pack, dude.
The one and only.
Came out with the pack.
He makes, we've said this before, the greatest fingerboards on the planet.
They're really good.
Known to man.
He gave me one like a year ago. I've just been sitting there because I didn't have the good grip or trucks or whatever. Yeah. So I ordered some trucks and some wheels, and I had an extra piece of grip. Dude, this thing is squeaky clean.
It's slapping. I was hitting tricks.
Slapping.
First try, everything.
Yeah, I definitely ordered more trucks and wheels on the internet since that. I got a few more decks that need set up. Shout out Tropodelic for bringing us on all these shows, so far this spring. And just for the last 4 years, every time we rock with those guys, it is a fun time. Their fan base, I was going to say they love us, but they're just like, I don't know, they fucking rule. And I think there was in Grand Rapids, Michigan, we've been playing shows with Trop for a while, and they crush in the Midwest and pretty much everywhere we've played with them. Yeah. It's like these guys pull crowds. They can bring out hundreds of people, like no problem. That Grand Rapids show was like, especially following, Appleton, Wisconsin, was it like a brewery? Pretty standard brewery set with a stage in the back. And I don't know, you could probably fit a couple hundred people in there. It was the smallest room of the run.
With the pulled pork, I got the Reuben too from the brewery.
The following night, we were in
nice.
One of the biggest venues we've probably performed in.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Top five. It was huge.
They told us that that's the biggest turnout they've had in Michigan ever.
It was almost like I really
to
like
date.
It set in how much those guys really have been like building and hustling, even in the last few years that we met them. You know, they're like it was over 1,000 people there, and like it's their show. You know what I mean? This is just them. This isn't a festival. It's not even their home state.
Since
and
they've started.
Out, like, thousands now, dude. It's crazy.
Yeah, since they've started booking us as their opener, we've been impressed
eternally grateful
and admired their turnout.
Yeah.
And it's only grown in the 4 years.
Yeah, that Grand Rapids show was very like, wow. These guys are like, they're nowhere near done with their building. They got their Everwild Festival. We're going to be there in August, too. And even watching that grow over the last few years, those boys are going places. So shout out to them. It was a fun time. I did have to, just get over my own bullshit where I don't know. I don't like walking off stage and feeling like I didn't do my best.
Right.
And it wasn't even my fault. Like, I phoned it in or something. I'm just like, I can't. Like, I got to save enough voice for tomorrow also. And I just felt like, I don't know. And then, afterwards, all the fans are just like, we're cleaning up at the merch table. We're running out of sizes.
Slobbing.
People are saying, like, verbatim,
my knob.
Like, 10 out of 10. They were like, some of the best live music I've ever seen, and I'm like, I'm operating at 50%, dude. You don't know shit. But yeah, I'm very excited that I'm feeling better now, and we have more shows. Mm-hmm. I don't have to spend more than fucking 2 weeks feeling like, I wasn't doing my best. Anywho, I don't know. There's a bunch of obits. Meek Mill fucks Diddy, fucks Usher or something. Did you see this?
A lot of Diddy, gay stuff.
Well, Diddy's had allegations and shit like that.
Diddy's
for years.
Diddy's had a bit of a rough month.
It wasn't even a month. I've heard about him being like a whatever. Accusations that he was like abusive or whatever in relationships.
Right.
And now it's, there's something. I don't know. I didn't really look into this as deep as I should have, but I think somebody else was accusing Diddy of other stuff. And in that, Meek Mill and Usher caught strays of like being implicated in.
Well, Diddy's been accused of grooming young artists, men who will like take shopping, and Meek Mill's one of those.
Hell yeah!
I know that much.
Dude, Diddy could take me shopping.
So I swear to God, because this is like a snowballing thing, a buddy of mine at the gym.
Pause.
A buddy of mine at the gym, though, was just like, what did he say? He was like, I don't know. He was like,
what
asking,
did terms buddy at the gym say?
Rudolph.
Can't find it.
He was asking like if I would allow P. Diddy's advances or whatever.
100%.
Yes, please.
Gulp. I'm like, what's the price tag for gulp?
Just to be in the same room with Diddy's gulp.
Yeah, dude. I'd pay to be in there. You never know what kind of career opportunities could be right around the corner.
But yeah, I don't think like, I personally am not assuming that Meek Mill had to like take a wiener in the butt to have a career.
Well, until you read this tweet.
Read away.
This was a tweet I saw.
I don't know much about Meek Mill, but I like to think better.
Schoolboy Q is better. He's cooler and he's less gay. But Meek Mill, I guess a week ago, kind of went on a Twitter tirade of just whatever, defending himself and dispelling the rumors as best he can.
Tirades are weird.
And this is Meek Mill's...
People say a lot of stuff that just... You don't have to say that.
Dude, listen to the phrasing of this and tell me if you think this guy did take it up the ass from Diddy or definitely did not.
For sure.
When I got a girl around me, I'm fucking her twice a day, LOL. Ask some of your favorites. Pussy don't control me, but it's like a high. One love to the gay people, but that juicy pussy do it for me. I done ran red lights to get that feeling. Y'all weird on here like devils, LOL. All
right, what's wrong with that? Guy likes juicy pussies.
The guy likes anybody who loves...
He likes juicy pussies.
Anybody who says like, it couldn't be me. The pussy gets me high. Dude, he sound like...
Look, man, everyone's gay.
I don't think it's either overcompensating for gayness or just being like kind of stupid. I think Meek Mill's the latter.
Pussy don't control me, but it gets me high. Ooh, that juicy pussy just do it for me.
Sounds like a dumbass thing a guy like Meek Mill would say. I don't think he's like pretending just
look at
so
the
we,
responses.
To throw us off the trail of his gayness.
You're not beating the allegations like this, bro. This is a I'm not racist, my best friend is black looking tweet. Meek Mill's PR team right now, it's LeBron with the no help logo. I don't know.
I mean, just based off of that one thing, that's not enough, dude. Guy said he loves the pussy.
That's enough for me.
Guy loves the pussy.
I love the pussy. Don't I have that in here?
I'm not gay no more.
Where is it?
I love the pussy.
I swear I have that. What the hell?
It's the new one.
Are you?
Fuck you!
I love a pussy.
We're so go chop her head off or something.
I might have taken it out. I didn't press it enough.
And did I mention I was gay?
That'll have to do.
Now from Meek's new album, Booty Sweat.
Al Pacino, love a pussy. Yeah.
Ah, come on, dude. Come on.
Well,
there's way gayer stuff. Like evidence of gayer stuff.
Actually, the evidence of gayer stuff is: did you see how he put like hashtags and percent symbols over the words pussy and fucking? It's like Dwight Howard saying bullshit crap. That's the gayest part of all this. It's like you can't write the word pussy in your tweet.
Why is the internet neutering everyone so much?
When he says pussy doesn't control him, but it gets him high, he spelled pussy. And then he said one love to the gay people, but that juicy... The next one he put all fucking web dings. Zing dings?
Zing dings. Zap dings.
Yeah.
Yeah, Meek Mill's all right.
He's okay.
I believe him, yo.
Never much cared for his tunage.
Neither have I.
Yeah.
More of a hentai guy. More of a hentai gooner.
Just tell the people.
I told Ack that I was working on a rhyme. You have a song coming up on your project that you asked me to write a verse for, and I was like,
yes.
Okay.
The project that I haven't announced yet, but...
Dead-eyed gooner. Groomer.
You can go ahead and take that.
So, dead-eyed groomer, hentai gooner. I guess
and
I should have left. I should have said bye sooner.
Hell yeah!
Yeah, dude. I want term to be term.
I want, yes.
In every sense of the...
I figured you want me to be myself.
Yeah. And I guess that's as good a time as any.
Gooner. I taught Ack on this road trip what a gooner was. He didn't know.
Fuck it.
Loser!
Is a guy who jerks his peen for too long, right?
Yeah, gooning is just, to my knowledge, it's just the new edging. It's just what young people say edging. We have to get used to this in this in our culture, whatever society, America.
Yeah.
Whatever we're accustomed to that describes a thing, there's a new word for it in 4 years.
So edging is gooning.
Gooning only has 4 years of usage, and then there'll be a new thing. I think that's the new rule. Whatever the slang is,
yeah,
we got to use a new thing in like a few years. Once they start saying gooning in Kleenex commercials, we got to switch to something.
Tis the sneezing. Well, yeah, term just pulled the rug out from under me, but why not mention for the first time ever, I do have an album I've been working on. A solo album, just acumenal. Album.
Yeah!
Was this never announced? Did
you
I
totally that? Took my thunder in announcing that I do have an album that will be out in the future.
You put out the single.
I did not.
Legends isn't on that?
No, it is not.
Oh, whoops, my bad.
Whatever. I was planning to.
Cut this out.
I do want to. Whatever. I don't care. I want people to know I have a fucking album coming out, but it's probably not going to be out until closer to the end of the year. And I do have like a loose song or two. Another like Legends, just extraneous, unrelated to the album that I was going to release first and foremost. But yeah, I have an album that I've been working on and off. I mean, we've been working on the Squares album. At a certain point, we were still working on the Junkyard album. And then I started just carving out the extra lane to work on stuff when those wheels weren't turning, or if Term was out of town, or if, you know, we didn't have prob causes parts for the Junkyard stuff. I just wanted to stay busy, so I started working on a few extra things, and that is something that I will do more of an official announcement later for. But yeah, I have a project I've been working on. I've been asking Term to put a verse on it as well, and I really feel like once the track with you comes together, it's basically done.
Yeah,
I think it's like a song and a half away, minus some very picky notes.
It's missing a little hentai goon.
As soon as we nail the hentai goon, that thing might be ready to go.
Hentai gooner. I don't even know why I thought of that.
But it's been very interesting.
I have no idea why I thought of that.
All the music we're working on, anything I've been working on, it's like it goes through Drew Mantilla. He's the engineer. And we don't get together in person anymore. And it's like, I get so burnt out on like sending email notes. I'm thinking about visiting him
this
spring to finish my album. And then you and I should go out there also this summer right after that and do some in-person work with him on our album. I really feel like the next Palmer Squares album could be closer to done than we're giving it credit for as well.
Yeah, I agree.
I haven't shown you yet. When we're done with this podcast, I was working on something. It's like, I don't know. There's a few things that just need like the littlest push, or like we have verses, but the hook isn't nailed down yet. And as soon as we like just dial it up, I think we're going to pull together a handful of other, I don't know, 50-50 tracks right now, push those over the hump real soon. But we have a ton of unreleased music is the point. So I know none of that is coming out immediately, but please stay tuned.
This probably perception that like we don't make music anymore.
Yeah, I wonder why people would think that.
Why do you guys think?
Because you guys released Mumble Rapper, and that's about it in the last 3 years.
Too busy going into hentai.
So yeah, our fans are going to be very excited when all this stuff comes out. Palmer Squares, new album in the works, produced by Dro. Acumenal debut album, drum roll please. Produced by the one and only Nate Kiz. Tell your fucking friends, Acumenal has some tunes coming around the bend. I don't know, maybe that'll come out. I still don't think that's going to be ready to drop until like the fall, because I would like to fine tune it and maybe get a music video and all that type of shit in production too. But stay tuned, staying busy. Palmer Squares, new album also right around the corner.
Honestly,
next year,
right
around the corner of next year.
I don't watch hentai.
Dude, get over yourself.
I'll goon, but I won't be the hentai, dude.
You're not going to say anything about being a crooner?
I tried.
Did you say that?
I wrote down crooner.
And okay.
Then other rhymes for hentai. Story. You know, this was just some spitballing last night.
Yeah, I'm glad you paused for the sound effect.
But
you suck.
Where's Bed-Stuy? Is that Brooklyn?
Yeah.
So if only I lived in Brooklyn, I could say
hentai, Bed-Stuy. I see.
Bed-Stuy crooner, hentai gooner, dead-eyed groomer. I also had dead-eyed humor, but then I was it's like deadpan is more of the word if you're talking about humor. Dead-eyed humor is not a phrase. Anyone who's ever wondered like how we write, this is the process. Yeah. You sit there and you go,
hentai, yeah, this is terms process.
Oh, hentai,
groomer and gooner.
Yeah, for
These
sure.
These are the two words I have to incorporate.
Should have said by sooner. French fry.
Consumer.
Ooh. Boomer.
Yeah.
If my dad was writing this.
You're right behind them, dude.
Yeah, you know, it's a work in progress.
So yeah, let's do some.
I think
obits.
The people would like that. I think every week should bring like something I'm spitballing to the show.
Can somebody make a production out of the fucking?
We need a Huck Tooey fucking stinger for the spitball. There was a line on the Schoolboy Q thing. It's so silly. We're just like,
Schoolboy Q.
I'll be fucking her face. Ooh-wee. I don't remember.
That's what I got to do, dude. That's why my album's not done yet. I got to figure out how to say cool stuff like, ooh-wee.
I don't know.
She swallowed my rat.
Again, I
make
like,
her go rat when she swallowed my rat.
It's all stuff, we've said this 100 times, where it's like, if I said it, it would sound extremely silly. But because he's a cool guy.
Right.
With like a cool voice and he's like intimidating.
Right. I'd sound like a fucking homo if I said things. One love to the gay people, but that juicy pussy just do it for me, girl.
Juicy pussy.
Oh, baby girl, you do something to me. Yeah. It's only gay when I say it. Let's do some obits. There's a whole bunch, so we'll definitely have to do that.
Oh my God. Hold on.
Somebody died, now we're pouring one up in their memory.
Man, what sucks about having an album in production, too, I guess I could have sat on that statement.
I keep going.
It's like I've worked on some tracks recently, and I really like them. And then There's some tracks that I worked on like a year ago.
That are stinky.
I do not like them as much. A year ago, I loved them. I'm like, I don't want to re-record it. Am I just tripping? So I've been like, I don't know.
I wish we were more
You're just
like
going to get what I give you.
Mixtape rappers who just made 100 songs a year, that 70 of which kind of suck. We just like keep cranking them out.
We need to start with making like two
songs a year. Yeah.
I think that's ambitious for the Squares. But yeah, I was just listening to some of the stuff this morning, and I was like, the song I wanted to be my first track on the album, I'm like, this isn't good enough to be track one now. Fuck.
Yeah.
So who knows? Maybe this album will never come out. Maybe I'll fucking just... My insecurity will get the best of me, and I'll just retract this entire announcement.
We'll just put out the hentai gooner line.
Yeah. Actually, I messaged Nate Kiz today because he hasn't even heard like all of the drafts. I'm waiting until all the drafts are in a good spot, and then I wanted to send you the whole project because just to show you, like, you haven't heard everything from it either, and I'm like, I've just been waiting to get it to where I don't think I have any more notes, and I'll never get there.
No.
I'll never, ever get there.
I have notes on spooky language.
So I texted Nate this morning, and I said, just emailed you all the current mixes, and he said, aw, shit. I said, listen to everything this morning, and aside from generally hating everything about myself, it's sounding pretty decent. And he says, so aside from your vocals, it's dope. And I said, yeah, you killed it. I should be killed. So, you know, it's almost done.
Still think I deserve to die.
I'm a piece of shit. Richard Lewis.
R.I.P. No, I was going to say the show is dead. The show stinks now.
Cough T.G. What?
I think... what's the word now? I can't think of it.
Gooner.
I'm gooner. Gooner. No, I'm gooner. No, I'm gooner. They did a little Spartacus thing.
Yeah.
Ugh. It just wasn't good. What was it? Disgruntled.
Yeah.
I wrote in my notes, Disgruntled could be the worst Curb Enthusiasm episode I've ever seen.
I did not feel that way when I was watching it, but...
I didn't so much as fucking smirk.
That episode, that's how I felt about last night's. I guess Tracy Ullman kind of... She, if anything, she's sort of like...
Yeah.
Her obnoxious acting is sort of funny. I don't know.
I'm over
it. I give her credit.
Been over it.
Yeah, it's
for a long time.
Third episode I did think was funny, but that's the best I can say about it. And yeah,
yeah, it's just like the storyline is just like, what is going on? His eggs? He brings eggs. There's just like, I don't know, Curb in the early, like really early stuff has this sort of like documentary vibe almost. Like it'll just be like Larry sitting in bed just casually chatting with Cheryl about just benign stuff. That was like great. That's what made it great. And now it's just so try hard.
It has most certainly jumped the proverbial shark, but
so try
hard. I don't think that the fact that this season is, as we all expected, just not going to be very good. I don't think that takes away that Curb is probably top three funniest shows ever.
I love it. That's why
I think it's just undeniably will be that, and it sucks that it's not going out on a higher note.
Why I'm so worked up. Yeah. It's like an insult to the fans who've been watching for 20 years. They're like, oh, you like the show? Fuck you. Take this dog shit.
Oh, you like this?
Fart right in your face.
So, yeah, Richard Lewis had died
and then,
at
yeah,
76. In the episodes, he looks as bad as he's ever looked. Like,
I was
it looks
saying
like
a couple weeks ago,
it's the end there.
Episode 3, he makes an appearance, and it's the first point this season where I was like enjoying what I was watching. So it's just Larry and Richard. He didn't seem as bad as the episode that was on yesterday. He was like, he looked at death's door on the fifth episode.
He didn't look very good in this season at all. But
I couldn't see much of a cause. I think he had cancer, but he also had Parkinson's.
Parkinson's, and he had a heart attack. It's funny, like the sentence, it says, he died peacefully at home after suffering a heart attack. It's like, that doesn't sound like peace, but suffering a heart attack, it doesn't sound like being peaceful.
Heart attacks could take a long time. Like heart failure could sometimes be a really long, hours is long process.
He's 76, but also so is Larry David. And I think one of the biggest differences is like, I don't think Larry was ever a alky and a drug user like that. So it's like, you know, he probably burnt out his organs, Richard Lewis, years ago. And then he got sober, yada, yada, yada. But I don't know. Everything said Parkinson's, heart attack, peaceful at home. I fucking pulled up a thing to read about
and
it.
Like, make a joke in the episode he was on yesterday about, like, Larry's going to put him in his will, so Richard's going to, like, get a bunch of money. I was just like, who are we kidding here?
Yeah.
Does this guy really think he's going to outlive Larry?
Richard and I were born 3 days apart in the same hospital, and for most of my life, he's been like a brother to me, Larry David told People magazine. He had a rare combination of being the funniest person and also the sweetest, but today he makes me sob for that, and for that, I'll never forgive him. And then a bunch of people, Cheryl Hines said she had the biggest crush on him. I think Jamie Lee Curtis said she had a huge crush on him. Like, this guy was probably fucking smashing poos.
He my boy Bobby like that.
I've never seen...
How you gonna cuck my boy Bobby?
yada yada yada. Robin Hood, Men in Tights. It's a classic. R.I.P.
Richard
Lewis.
I was gooning while Cheryl sucked Richard Lewis's penis. That's my Bobby.
Man. Speaking of Bobby, oh no, it's not his name.
I won't inject my wife with a vaccine, but I'll let Richard Lewis inject her with his semen.
You sound like the fucking pharmacist on Family Guy, dude. You don't sound anything like
RFK. Does
it
sound like RFK Jr.?
No.
For sure. I got some work to do.
Who else we got here?
Who
Term,
else?
Set it up with a song. I know how you like to do it.
Chicky, chicky, chicky.
Try not to put the... Come on.
I don't know which one you're going to do.
I'm waiting for the song.
Yeah.
How about we do Aaron Bushnell? Do we have any Bushmills for Bushnell? All we have is this stupid ASAP Rocky whiskey.
Yeah. Yeah, man, Bushmills really would have been hit the spot.
Yeah.
But all we have is this shithead, what's it called? Mercer and Prince?
I don't know.
This ASAP Rocky crap. I'm going to say crap enough. I'm going to start saying crap more.
I like that.
Yeah. What's going on in Gaza right now is really crappy.
It's real load of real piece of crap.
seriously.
It's actually out of hand.
It is. It's gross.
Actually really fucking retarded and gross.
It's really gross, and it's extremely sad.
Like, this has been going on for a while now, and
monstrously genocidal.
Yes, and it's definitely tough for me to like spend too much time, paying attention to. Like, I try not to let it affect my quality of life too much. But yeah, watching the other day about like the aid trucks pulling up and 100 people getting killed by the Israeli military and like 800 being injured,
right?
All just trying to get the food. And then watching the people who are like, you think Hamas deserves food? And it's like, this is so weird, dude. They just say like the Israel-Hamas war, and that's a lie. Just saying that is some weird propagandic lie.
I mean, even if it's not the lie, it's not acknowledged that there's like a million people in between.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Term broke his microphone on tour, and I dropped it off at a guy who was trying to fix it.
Woo!
This might be him. Hello?
This is Anthony
Ron.
Calling.
Hey.
I got it back on.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
Woohoo! That's great news. Will I be able to maybe swing by tomorrow afternoon?
Yeah, when I come in the morning, I'm going to turn it back on and just make sure everything's still good to go.
Okay.
I guess when your hands are sweating.
When I goon
it,
in the
it
morning.
It went all the way through there. It traveled through the whole thing. It's like acid in the sweat.
Wow.
And it just ate a bunch of...
Jimi Hendrix.
Whatever was in its path, it ate up.
Acid in the sweat.
Interesting.
I'll bill everything out tomorrow, and then I'll give you the grand total after I final test it. I just want to let you know that so far, so good, it's working.
That's great news. I appreciate your time. And yeah, give me a ring tomorrow if it still turns on, and I should be flexible in the afternoon to come pick that up.
Not a problem. I'll see you then.
All right. Thanks. See ya. Alrighty, yeah, Term did a fucking Chappelle and fucking smacked the mic on his leg during the set.
Literally all I did.
The last set, yeah. But like, according to him,
the mic just shut down.
In the little battery pack, he asked me if it was dunked in water, and I was like, no. And he's like, well, it must be like, yeah, just sweat leaking through because something got like fried.
Spat into for 7 straight years.
And we'll see. We'll see if it actually survives this eight night run.
And I do got xenomorph saliva.
What were we talking about?
Aaron
Bushnell
killed himself. Israel is committing a genocide in Gaza,
The
United States is helping fund it while also pretending to drop humanitarian aid.
Right.
Remember that line in Apocalypse Now? We'd cut him in half with a machine gun, then give him a Band-Aid.
Exactly.
Business as usual. And this was a U.S. airman who self-immolated himself. I guess I don't need to say
real
himself.
Disturbing stuff.
Self-immolation is when you light yourself on fire.
Allow me to self-immolate my...
Self. Like the monk famously did to protest the Vietnam War, which was used as the Rage Against the Machine album cover.
I heard a clip of like now that Jon Stewart's doing his like occasional Daily Show things. He was saying that's like the way we're treating Gaza is like your drug dealer dropping off an 8-ball and being like, don't stay up all night. You know, just like a little fucking we're causing damage, and then be like, here's some expired food packs that we drop into the ocean. Don't get shot up trying to retrieve them.
Right.
Yeah, it's really fucked up.
Well, it's just like it negates any humanitarian efforts when you're also funding the people that are making people in need of humanitarian efforts.
No, we got there. We got there. It is fucking retarded.
Yeah, Jon Stewart's also kind of a douche.
Yeah, I watched the... like the first episode he had did come, he's doing like a week, one day a week
That's
on the Daily Show.
I thought they brought him back.
And like, yeah, totally. It's like, the thing is, I really do think you wouldn't find much of, at least what I heard him say, that disagreeable. A lot of liberals didn't like him coming back
on
because
topics.
He's saying that Biden is fucking unfit for the presidency.
Jon Stewart's done great things. He basically spearheaded an effort to get the United States government to pay, after 20 years, the medical expenses of first responders from 9/11 who all got cancer from fucking scooping up shit at Ground Zero.
He's majorly critical of what we're doing as far as the Israeli military support and just in general about like not supporting this old senile Joe Biden.
Right.
And that just turns other liberals who are normally, whatever, rah-rah for
he
Jon Stewart against him.
He gave a Ukrainian Nazi a medal at Disney World last year.
Oh,
so
that was him?
He's got his faults.
Hell yeah!
he does have his faults.
Yeah. not the worst guy in the world, but I get it.
his comment on the Tucker Carlson did a thing reporting on like the subways in Moscow.
Tucker or John Stewart? Go.
I would say right now, Tucker.
I would say you're right.
And
now.
And I think there's issues with his reporting where it's like he's talking about how great the subways in Moscow are, and then comparing them to the subways in the United States. When it's like you could go to some rural middle of nowhere city in Russia, and their subways are probably not as nice as the ones in Moscow.
Yeah.
John Stewart's comment on that whole thing was that like the shitty, dangerous, awful, horrible conditions of our subways. The difference is that the terrible condition of our subways is the literal price of freedom. It's like, what are you talking about? First of all, Russia's not the only place with nice subways.
Yeah.
Just an asinine take, though. It's the literal price of freedom to have junkies pushing people on train tracks and rat-infested subways.
Aaron Bushnell really fucking tanking the episode, dude.
Pull up for my boy Aaron Bushnell, though.
Let's get to porn star Cagney Lynn Carter, who killed herself at age 36.
She was gooning. Hey, I was gooning hey, to same her age. Kill herself. Oh, really?
Me and her? Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant Bushnell. No, you, Aaron me, Bushnell me. Was like 25.
Yeah, I think he was 24.
Pull up for my boy.
I got him 2010. Pull up for my can boy. Do.
Mercer.
Yes, points. I'm not familiar with this suicidal porn star, but got her start in the industry back in the mid-2000s. Yeah, she's dead. She appears to have taken her own
there
life.
There you have
so
it.
There you go.
Oh, wait. Oh. I have a song.
Okay, good.
For this lady.
Oh, man, and there's a GoFundMe to raise money for her services.
R.I.P. Hardly knew ye.
Man. It's like I had every opportunity to try and just be in a good mood. It's like it started rough. Playing basketball on the neighbors and Poopy Fart 69. I was off to a rough start.
Poopy Fart 69.
But now, dude.
Yo, Ash, huh?
I might have came back and beat him that game. He was still dunking on me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wasn't happy about it.
One of the Rothschilds died.
Hey, you got him up here. Jacob Rothschild.
And then, yeah, Fat Umental. I didn't know what...
Dude, so many people... Three people. Three people sent me this guy, Ewan McIntosh, who I guess was on the British Office. And everybody was texting me saying...
He looks nothing like Fat.
He looks exactly like me, Seth. I get it. You're my friend, but let's be real here.
Yeah.
That's
figured
me.
I'd try it.
That's me double my weight. It looks identical.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Fat Umental. How did he die?
I think it was by being fat.
By being the worst rapper in North America.
Oh, yeah. He killed himself after years of hating.
He listened to his album mixes this morning.
He couldn't outdo Hentai Gooner, so he fucking bit the bullet.
I don't see the cause of death. But yeah, I remember during the lockdowns, the COVID lockdowns, I tried to watch The British Office because I was like, I never really gave it a fair shake.
I also tried it.
I remember like not hating it. I was giving it more credit than ever as being like humor that I could acknowledge as humorous. Yeah, I watched 3 episodes and that was that.
Just couldn't keep up with it.
I mean, still, dude. Michael Scott. I'm a Mikey Scott guy through and through.
Yeah, I like Ricky Gervais.
Richie
Gervais. I think he's really funny and
yeah,
a smart guy. I like his comedy. I think Michael Scott beats the shit out of David Brent. Am I crazy?
It. Yeah, I mean, on the 3 episodes I've watched...
Am I a
like,
fucking culturalist swine?
I don't think I ever watched The American Office beyond, like, season 5. I never watched it when it got into, like, Kathy Bates and Will Ferrell
yeah,
and all
that
stuff.
Yeah, it also stinks. But there's one episode where Will Ferrell is... I mean, Will Ferrell's Will Ferrell.
I'm sure there's good episodes that I like, didn't stick with
there's
to
There's some
to
episode
watch.
Where they, like, they bring a cake or something to somebody's birthday, and Will Ferrell's like... they ask him if he wants a piece of cake, and he goes... No, I had cake for lunch. Just that line fucking killed me. But I haven't seen enough of the Will Ferrell stuff. And then there's like, isn't there like multiple seasons now that don't even have Michael Scott?
He did leave at a certain point, and I think Ed Helms' character took over
like,
as like
fucking when they did That 70s Show with no Eric Foreman,
Andy Bernard.
They brought some fake Eric Foreman.
Yeah,
it's like Eric's cousin. It's like, what are you doing? Why are you doing right. the show still?
Take that, replacement friends.
Brett.
Yeah.
David Brett.
I will. I mean, it's undeniable. The first handful of seasons of The American Office, for sure.
How Keith from stuff. The Office kept them laughing until the very end.
Ewan Being McIntosh, fat. Step one, be fat.
Big fat guy. Makes people laugh. Suffered ill health for 2 years before his death at 50, but spent his final days making nurses smile.
Because he died, they're like, finally. Did you hear about this lady here?
Kat Janice.
Singer Kat
Janice. She made a song in hospice, didn't she?
Yes, because she was... I read that. I think she's younger than you. But yeah, she has cancer, and she like changed all the rights of her music to be in her son's name and dedicated a song, her last song, to her son, and it went viral because it's the saddest story ever. A lot of sadness this week. But yeah, Janice's song, Dance You Out of My Head, spurred thousands of dance videos as internet users showed their support. God, we're so lucky. Like, I was complaining. I was like, I had a toothache and I was bleeding out of my ass. Dang it. It's like, I'm doing all right.
I mean, bleeding out of your ass is I should something get to be concerned at. About. But
I did. I told
guess
you. I went
it's
to the
not
butt doctor.
Yourself on fire.
A guy fingered my butt and told me to just eat fiber. That's what happened.
I told you a guy looked at my asshole and told me I didn't have a hernia.
The guy was just like,
don't know the correlation, but.
Guy was just spitballing back there. He's like, now you're good. Now you're good. So yeah, Kat Janice. I think she was like, what, she 31? Jacob Rothschild's dad. Oh my God, WWE star Virgil.
Oh yeah, Virgil died.
Can you put on some Mike Jones? Back then, hoes didn't want me. Now I'm dead, they all out me or something.
Fucking can I?
That was quick, that was good. WWE star Virgil, born Mike Jones, dies at 61.
What was Virgil's phone number?
281-330-8005.
Fuck yeah,
that's
was.
That's the number you can hit. That's for my channel. Oh, man. Oh, my friends. My dear friends. It is with great sorrow that I bring news from the Jones family of the passing of our beloved Michael Jones. Also Wax's government name.
Yes.
A lot of famous Mike Joneses.
Couple two true.
We all know, we all knew and loved as Virgil, Vincent, Soul Train Jones, and more. I ask that you pray for him and his family. May his memory be eternal. I mostly knew of Virgil from back in the day when Sam Roberts, like in the Opie and Anthony days, he would just talk about...
Prime time Sam Roberts.
Yeah. I remember stories of him saying how Virgil would just pull up at like every, like the Comic-Con of wrestling, whatever those are. You sign headshots and stuff. And he like set up his own booth like out front. He wasn't invited at some of them, but he would just... Like,
oh, yes.
He made his bones off of like really milking, you know, signing headshots at every event and... He was a legend, you know, a little before our time, but beat Ted DiBiase at SummerSlam 91.
Did he?
Yeah. Ted DiBiase is a wrestling name I only know from, like, older people saying.
Yeah, I know. I can't picture Ted DiBiase in my head, but I'll never forget that name.
That's him right there. That's him right there. Making out with Virgil, it appears. Wrestling's retarded. This is wild.
That theatrical KO is great.
And then they lay there for a minute, and the ref's knocked out, too. God, I used to love WWF.
I used to really, really, really,
really love that.
Like WWF.
All right.
Wrestling's just so silly.
Richard Lewis, Bushnell, the porn star, Kat Janice, Fat Umental.
Janusz.
Rothschild.
That dude from...
Virgil. We did it. Yeah! Rest in peace.
The dude from Porky's and The Wanderers. I forget his name, but he died also. He was meat in Porky's. I'm the kind of guy who likes to goon a lot.
R.I.P. Here's a shot of the old ASAP. Yeah, not my favorite, but means to an end. You got to finish this to get to the Bushnells.
Hardly knew y'all.
Yeah, it tastes like there's just something wrong about this.
It's got a vanilla.
Yeah, it's got flavoring in it.
Hue.
Guy at the Appleton show was like, hey, you want a shot? I'll buy you a shot. And I was like, sure.
Oh, and what a dick.
And he's like, what do you drink? And I was like, whiskey. And he goes, two shots of Fireball.
Child.
Come on, dude. You're a child. That's not what I was talking about.
Yeah.
I still drank it. It's fine. It's fine. It's a free shot.
Two shots of juice. cinnamon juice.
I don't know. I might take the Fireball over this vanilla shit. I'm not loving it.
No way.
No
way. Anyhow, don't insult my dude ASAP Rocky like that.
Well, we're going to switch over, but here, one question real quick because somebody... You know what? It was a Patreon question. I should save it for Patreon.
Oh, yeah. I saw this. Yeah. And this guy has no idea, does he?
You know what?
Ask away, Eddie.
Sign up for the Patreon if you want to hear Eddie's question.
Homo!
No, he asked basically if we listen to the new French Montana album, what are your thoughts? There's one track called Where They At. I swear I picture Eck in the first verse, which is West Side Gun, by the way, so I sound cool as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
I sound cool as shit.
Anti-Guna! Bed-Stuy Crooner! See, he's a Bed-Stuy Crooner.
Hey, yo!
Hey, yo!
Hey, yo!
Guess I should have said my sooner! Boo, 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 boo!
Anti-Gooner is the episode already, for sure. That's the title. Also, when are we getting a live album with tracks from Junkyard 1 and 2? Because those albums are Fire Emoji. Yeah, back to your real question. We somehow did listen to most of the French Montana album. Yes. On the drive home from
sometimes
the last tour.
We go on road trips, and I feel that I've burnt out all of the things I like to listen to.
Term's girlfriend was sending him Mac Miller, and he was just like, my girl's sending me Mac Miller, but I don't want to listen to that. And then he proceeded to put on Yeet's entire album.
We listened to the whole Yeet album.
I was like, put on Mac.
Oh, yeah, dude.
What are we doing?
That'll get us through 2 minutes of Patreon. Yeet album review.
But yeah, we listened to, you put on French Montana's album almost like as a goof, for lack of a better term. Like
100% as a goof.
And two songs in, I told you, like, kinda I'm like it. Fucking with this.
I'm kind of not hating this.
People have always, talk about fat, you mental. People send me French Montana for years, and we do have a resemblance. He's like the cooler, successful, you know, he's got this beard lined up version of me.
Right.
We have a facial resemblance, but I've never like heard an album. I've never really heard his music.
You look more like French Montana than that fat guy from The Office.
That means a lot, Term. Thank you for saying that.
I mean it.
But yeah, I really did like it. I didn't love all of it, and there was one song that I downright hated. But there was something he I also, liked about every song except one or two.
Hilarious. He released four.
He's not a bad rapper. Like, he's got good lyrics. Like, good enough. Good enough.
Passable. Like, also kind of not saying anything if you
sure, but I just like line by line, I thought there was some good enough wordplay and like little like whatever.
He,
saying opposites and entendres and stuff. It was in there. It was in there well enough, and I'm like, you know what? French Montana's not bad.
He has a one, I watched that Nardwar guy. You know who Nardwar is?
Yeah.
I watched a video of him in French Montana.
What's his thing? Rudel Doot?
He points out that French Montana has a quadruple entendre in one of his lines.
Ooh, yeah, like I never dabbled in quadruples, dude.
He released four versions of this album, and like the regular one, slowed down.
That's what we gotta do.
Sped up.
That's what we gotta
do. Acapella.
That's what we gotta do.
Instrumental. Five versions of this album. That's retarded.
But that's also like one. Yes, retarded. Two. Does that not make like five times the potential for streams? Even people that accidentally don't realize that they're listening to the Chipmunk sped up one.
Right.
It's like, I don't know. You're making money off of all of it, right? I wonder, go to the acapella one. How many thousands of streams do those songs have?
You only can see that on desktops.
Really? Well, we're going to the fucking desktop.
I know the song that you didn't like, though.
Ugh, it was not a good song.
It was called
song.
Too Fun.
French Montana acapella.
You know what it is. Nothing. No one's listening to
it. Well, I mean,
shit.
They still have like two. Yeah, I guess that's not enough money. That's not worth releasing the songs without the beats. Yeah, this song sucks.
That's a girl.
We are going to switch over to
this guy.
Yeah, that Where They At song was pretty tight with West Side Gun and Kanye. There was a song called Facts.
It's nice. It says featuring Kanye, and they just like sampled him saying,
yeah,
telling a
cameraman to put the camera away.
To get away from
no,
him.
He has like four bars right smack in the middle, but it's
not a Kanye feature.
Yeah.
It's like scraps.
No, I might have to go revisit some of that just so I could find the, like, I didn't remember the names of many of the songs, but there was a few I liked. I want to hear them again. I'm a fan. I'm a new fan of the French Montana.
I put a perky on her tongue. I was turned up. It's too fun.
Shit. Is that it? What do we got to do before we can get the fuck out of here? How's about we just...
kill people. Kill birds.
All right. Plug stuff. We should really plug the dates.
I'm going to kill two of those birds with
one stone. You
should
stop abusing animals. You watch. Sure. You should definitely stop abusing animals. We were talking about dog sitting, and you washed that poor animal's butt with scalding hot water.
I didn't know it was
stop
hot.
Abusing the animals.
And then the second I found out it was hot, I turned it. I made it colder. You can't get matted shit out of dog fur with cold water.
But what you can do is you can come see us on the road with Tropidelic. Starting this week,
yes.
Sioux Falls, Minneapolis, Omaha, Springfield, Tulsa, Wichita, Kansas City, Des Moines, Iowa, and then on March 22nd, we're opening up for Little Stranger at the Park West in Chicago.
Woo!
I believe there's still tickets.
Woo!
And I believe there's not for the following night in Cleveland at the House of Blues. Also opening for Little Stranger. We'll see everybody there on March 23rd. And we're going to be performing in Austin, Texas for Ben Buck Day on April 13th. We just booked our flight.
Woo!
Come on out. Watch us. Watch Ben. Watch Pudge. Watch Vel9. Watch Homeboy Sandman. It's going to be a bunch of fun. Come on out and have it with us. And we do have more dates. We should be announcing very soon. I'm just waiting for the green light for this spring. And Everwild tickets, of course, Tropidelics Festival, Thornville, Ohio. That is, I guess, the first weekend in August, and we play on the Friday night, August 2nd. So get your tickets, come on out. Ooh, yeah. We're probably just going to be camping. We're probably just going to hang out for a couple days. Jarve's playing the following day with Toby Raps is playing that day. Devin the Dude's there. We're going to be hanging out with our rapper friends and soon-to-be rapper friend Devin the Dude.
It's going to be so cool.
Yeah.
Devin the Dude's going to ask us if we want to do a song about weed, not the other way around.
It would be really cool to do a song with Devin that had nothing to do with weed.
Yeah, I think so.
I actually was thinking, you know, Mountainside? I'm not spoiling nothing because that's not going to be the actual title of the song.
Yes.
We're working on a song tentatively titled that. I feel like I have a few names in mind for like potential feature. We've talked about You Know Who.
Right.
You Know Who with four letters in his name.
Yeet.
Wow.
Easy.
I also thought
we're waiting on him to get back to us.
I also thought Vic Mensa would sound very good on that beat.
For sure.
Let's ask.
Especially doing his like punk rock stuff.
Yeah.
It just takes some time.
But also
little bit of riddle diddle diddle.
I was thinking Devin the Dude would probably sound great on that, and it would be cool to just like
Devin would sound great on anything.
He really would. Yeah, that's definitely wish list stuff. So let's make it happen.
You can't get matted dog shit out of fur with cold water, but you can get a Junkyard Samurai vinyl at bishoprecords.com. We have three cool styles, colors.
And there's still signed inserts available. Not many, but you can grab those if you want us and yes. Prob Cause.
$10 extra. You
the
can
old John Hancock.
One of those inserts autographed by your boy.
And I think it's still on sale, but when we release the Junkyard albums, we put the Planet of the Shapes vinyl 25% off online. So,
guys, what are you doing?
If you haven't got one of those, they're on sale right now.
Buy them both, bishoprecords.com.
And tbsportspodcast@gmail.com. 708-797-3079.
Mike Jones.
I'm actually kind of glad we didn't really do much voicemailage over here because we're running low.
Yeah.
We had 2 weeks for people to get back in, and we're running low again.
So we'll do some on the... Coco guy called.
We'll do some on the Patreon show, but please call in. What else? Yeah, Patreon. Go to patreon.com/PalmerSquares. Check out this next episode. You can watch it. You can hear it. It's $3 a month if you want to get an extra hour of podcasting every week from us. It's less than $1 an episode, you guys. Go on over there. Oh, and soft announcement. As long as it's the episode of soft announcements, Ecumenal's working on a project. The Palmer Squares are working on a project. Palmer Squares got a new single that's actually right around the corner for reals. I was building this up to plug something else, and I just forgot
what you're talking about here.
A lot of music. Patreon.
Oh, soft announcements.
Oh, Napalm hoodies. The half dye, you've seen me wear it. I look sexy.
Yeah.
GoodNote gifted me a Napalm half dye hoodie, one of a kind, years ago. I wear it all the time.
Never
every time
asked
I wear
if
it.
I wanted one.
No, he didn't. But we have them now. We actually,
I wouldn't have worn it. Term I would have lost it.
Term has one now. We have samplers because we actually are going to release a run, I think in a few weeks, probably end of the month. Stay tuned for that. And it's going to be a limited run. I think we're only going to put them on sale for like a week. So we'll keep talking about that. And stay tuned for more announcements. We have the vinyl on sale now. And these hoodies will be on sale in a few weeks. And then I think right after that, we'll probably drop this single where we've been teasing for a little too long. So
stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned. Stay gooned. And send us some hentai to Palmer Square's P.O. Box 47772, Chicago, Illinois, 60647.
Yes, sir.
And also...
get some merch. We have been... we really underestimate how much merch we can sell on the road. So come out and see us with Tropodelic and buy some of these new t-shirts. They're not even on any line. The fucking, is it?
No.
We have a new shirt that's only available on the merch table right now. And we'll probably have to get more of those after this run for our next tour and for the online store.
Right.
So in the meantime, go to palmersquares.com/shop. Just get whatever. Get whatever's on sale now. And just know, more shirts, more stuff. Coming pretty soon, later this year. Yada, yada, yada. Let's go to the Patreon. Let's talk about MGK tattooing himself black.
He's black now.
And before that, let's get out of here with a song. It's called Loungin'. We're just lounging. We're just lamping, maxing, relaxing, all cool. This is by Spenny, who we played that show with in Chicago with Fresh Kills and Nam.
Yeah.
My boy. A few weeks ago. This is produced by Josh Grant, producer of Mumble Rapper. These Canadians. They're just tight. They're just tight hip-hop artists. Find it in the Smoochie Gang playlist. It's called Loungin'. The guy's name is Spenny. Go listen to his music. He's dope as shit. And we'll see you on Patreon in two shakes. Thanks, everybody.
Kill Whitey!
Lounging, catch me outside, push a 7-ply. Lounging, knees get weak on them freaks in his fountains. 27 grams, ain't quite an ounce. 28 on this way, keep bounce. Lounging, just be laid back and relax, I'm lounging. EUX jack plugged in, he's pounding. Roll down the road, 400 south. You know what this about, keep bounce. Keep bounce. Keep bounce. Keep bounce. Lounging, only for a sec, no check. When your man check, you for rest. Steps and finesse, X been blessed since way, way back. Let the dots connect, the block thick. Every time I open the book, now this guy dropped, got a new one to look. Props got squashed, not holding the grudge. Nowadays things change, ain't nothing but love. Stay fed, every sense of the meaning. I gotta be out cruising. Why should I talk to? Why should I meet in? Long as caps had cool, I'm decent. I ain't need a reason to flex on rap, motherfuckers. Put it to hype and lace, motherfuckers. Put it in tight and whack, motherfuckers. I'ma let the ass up, I'ma text, motherfuckers. Ain't no direction, ain't no deflecting, ain't no protection when your man come through. Ain't no discretion when I pull the weapon, I get the step on what your man gon' do. Not a whole lot, homeboys on par, better dope spot. Roll round in the 05, no top, back into these hoes like, yo, I'ma give it a go, you look dope, huh? And that ain't me. Your boy know better, he a go-getter. He more clever, ain't giving his time for no bullshit. Check the flow killer, could've been selling y'all cars. Could've been a dope dealer, when it come to the bars. Y'all know who in charge, even up at the top, I got no filler, Wow.